Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Has anything stopped you from sneaking out of the house as a kid? We're asking because of this story where we saw what actress Denise Richards is doing to make it difficult for her 15-year-old daughter to sneak out. If you have a good story, we want to hear them, but we'll let you know what they're doing out in Hollywood to keep their kids in the house.
Sneak out stories are the best when you're an adult, because when you're an adult, no one's there to yell at you anymore.
True.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's the mix.
So Denise Richards, of course, Charlie Sheen's ex. She's also on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which my wife reminds me of all the time. And said she installed security cameras outside of their house, not because of burglars or because she wants to see who's lurking around her house, but to prevent her daughter Sammy from going out to meet with boys without her permission in the middle of the night. So she put security cameras there. That way she can see when she leaves, when she goes.
Because Denise Richards was once a 15-year-old girl.
She's a little wild child, right?
And knows exactly
what she in that movie, Wild Things?
Wild Things, correct.
Producer Dave, but she was acting in that.
There's a little bit of truth in all of that,
right? I'm kidding. Wow, is there? I'm going to look at a lot of these characters differently.
No, you should.
You're the actor on the show. Sneaking out typically revolves around, I'd say, trying to go out with the opposite sex, like or whoever you're with. I shouldn't say that. But like when I was growing up, it was chasing boys. That's what it was.
Did
it's
you?
Always what it was. I didn't really sneak out. I just snuck in really late.
If your parents had cameras.
Or early, depending on how you look at it.
Right. If your parents had cameras, then they would be able to tell when you came in. So that would make it difficult for you. Was it pretty easy to get back in the house?
Look, I still can sneak into that house. My sister and brother-in-law bought our childhood home in Bayview. And when I go upstairs where our bedrooms were and upstairs to the bathroom, I will humor myself sometimes by stepping such a way on those steps that they don't creak. And it still works. And
that house
is over 100 years old. It's a Bayview house. It's an old house. And it still works. The problem was always closing the car door outside because it was typically summer and the windows would be open. I'd have to quietly close the car door because that's what I was worried that they were going to hear when I would sneak back into the house.
You didn't do what I did and just let the car kind of roll and then close the door later on. You put it in neutral, let it roll, and then you can close the door later
on. I've never
done
that.
That's what you do. That's what you're supposed to do. I was bad at the front door because I'd always click it when I left and then people would wake up in my house, namely my dad who caught me one time coming home.
Well, and I love how like you try to get in, you want to go really slow, but the slower you go, the longer the creak of the door. So you're like kind of sneaking, and it's like
that was the loudest noise I've ever heard.
Right, that's what doors sound like.
Okay,
because everything seems so much louder when you're either sneaking out or sneaking
in the middle of the night. That happens all the time.
I love these sneak out stories.
Yes, so we want to hear them from you at 414-799-1099. Go ahead, you can stay anonymous if you don't want your parents, if they happen to be listening at this time, you don't want them to ever know what you did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.